Welcome to Hive Mind. I'm Meg. I'm here with Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Emily. It's your girl, Emily.
Hey. So how many times have you driven, you thought you were going to drive off a cliff and you drove into a snowbank instead?
Honestly, twice. What about you?
At least once a winter. At least once every winter. I think I'm driving off a cliff and then I drive into a snowbank. Like, this is a pretty normal thing.
Let's hit the high point from the episode, which is, why was accident in quotation marks?
Because the editors are so funny. They're so funny. They do Meredith so dirty and I love it so much.
Freaking loved them saying Meredith's accident. It is scary to drive in winter. Period.
Yeah,
that's all I'll say about that.
She wasn't driving, though. It was a driver.
Yeah, it was a driver. He should have. I mean, I hope they had snow tires. Sounds like they did. They hit a snowbank.
Yeah, the point is they're fine.
There was this one time when my family was driving from our house in Murray to our cabin in Park City, and it was up that canyon where it was. And I remember, and my parents did this hilarious thing, Meg, where they didn't want a minivan, but like SUVs weren't great back then. So they just had a Ford Explorer that only fit five people, but they jammed four kids in the back and made us share seatbelts, and the dog was in like the trunk. Okay. So there was six people and a dog in this Ford Explorer. It is snowing. We are going up the Parley's Canyon. And I remember thinking like, oh, that was a whoopsie. And like years later, my dad was like 100% thought we were going off that cliff. Like I still to this day do not know how
that's
not go off that cliff.
That's the cliff. Everyone almost drives off that cliff. I have been in multiple cars that have almost driven off that cliff.
It's like,
how is it not better?
Welcome to Utah, Meredith. You've done it. You're Utah
it's
now.
It's a rite of passage.
You almost drive off a cliff. You rebound. You keep on going. Okay, my dad didn't even make a big deal out of it. I didn't even realize we almost died. All right, I would die. Certainly wasn't crying about it, and I certainly wasn't experimenting with 40-inch ponytails as like my I was reborn with a 40-inch ponytail.
Did it make you reevaluate your life and your relationships and who you want to spend time with, though?
Yeah, I mean, and it was, and you know what? At the end of the day, who it was is also Brooks Marks. He's a very funny.
Same.
I can watch an hour of those two interacting, Meg.
Yeah, and like maybe 14 words total would be spoken. No two people have ever been more comfortable with long pauses.
Agreed. But how many calories do we feel like Meredith burned from sitting up and standing up and sitting down in that fight with Angie K?
At least 1,000.
She could have had another flatbread. She was up and down and all around.
Yeah, I didn't see her eat a single crepe. I don't think she carbo-loaded appropriately for that interaction.
No, because Angie's like, goes right to Meredith to be like, you've been spreading rumors about me. And Meredith's like, yeah, I've heard rumors, but I didn't spread that exact rumor. Which I feel like would have been on film if she had done that. I don't think she did.
Look, I'll say this. The person whose mouth I heard that rumor come from is Monica.
Monica and Whitney. They're the people who spread that. I heard Meredith say, we've all heard about the husband. And the best part of that fight.
The husband and the nastiness.
The rumors.
You can go there with husband.
Don't even get me started on the rumors about the husband. I guess
rumors.
Canadian now? I don't know. The best part about that interaction was Heather being like, yeah, I've heard that rumor. We've all heard that rumor. So that's where I was like, okay, Angie is up. Angie is a dog with a bone about this with Meredith. She's following Meredith around. Dang it. I just made another reference about Angie being a dog, and she's told us numerous times she did not like that. She doesn't like that. Angie, you don't listen. And if you do, tell your brother-in-law, and I. Anyway, Angie is hounding Meredith about this rumor. Why would you say this? No. Why would you say this? And Meredith keeps being like, I never said that. I did say I heard things about it, but I never said it. And then someone asks Heather, have you heard that? And Heather goes, of course, we've all heard it. And that's when it's like, this is killing me that Angie's acting so like, wait, what? When it's like, clearly, this rumor is always going to happen because you have a husband who's a hairdresser. So people love a rumor that a man who's a hairdresser is gay. They love it. People love that rumor. So I'm like, for Angie to act like, wait, what did Meredith do, is kind of hilarious to me.
Yeah. And Angie's doing the most to spread this rumor currently, right? Because she took some information that was given to her by Whitney and Monica and then starts shouting from across the room about how the rumor's not true. So of course everyone's like, well, what's the rumor? And suddenly everyone at this party knows what the rumor is. They may or may not have known before the party. I don't know if really everyone had heard this rumor. It's a very tired rumor. It's a very 1994 rumor that a hairdresser is sleeping with men, a male hairdresser. But Angie is doing the most damage out of anyone here.
Whitney, Angie, and Monica are the ones who are doing this. And also, I still like Monica. I'm going to put her to the side. I don't like how hard I can feel Whitney and Angie trying. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Illusion that this is a real fight. And by the way, someone pointed out to me that they already had this rumor in New Jersey. This has been done on Real Housewives before. This exact
scenario. Was it a hairdresser?
Yes.
Ugh. So stupid. So boring.
I want to bring up one of my other favorite parts, though, was when Heather said, yeah, I've heard that rumor. I was at a family reunion when someone wore a cardigan and they thought he was gay. It just really killed me. So, I mean, it is just such a tired rumor. It did happen in New Jersey, and we've seen it before. One of the headlines I read was Real Housewives once again trots out the old shocking gay hairdresser rumor. And that's exactly how it feels. It's a tired trope. Yes, Sean's clothes are very tight. That does not mean he's gay either, though.
Yeah, that, I'm sorry, but that stupid newsies hat he wears, like,
yeah,
that goes in the not gay column. That's like a gay man would know better.
Yeah, I mean, his pants are so tight, Meg. There are times where his hand is in his pants, and I'm like, this
so are Tom Sandoval's, though.
Tom, yes, another person people love saying is gay, and he proved
that. No, that's true. I just made my own counterpoint. Okay, sorry, go on.
I do think, though, Meredith, okay, while looking very chic, the more she stood up and flew away, the more I was like, she is giving superhero by Edna costume.
Yeah, and how tall is she? I texted you today because I was like, is this woman Amazonian? Like, she feels 7 feet tall.
I thought she was 5'9". I was like, I bet she's 5'9", 5'10". The internet says she's 5'7", which I refuse to believe. And also, I saw some of her clothes, remember, at her store, which we all can see. And
yes,
her, like, blazers are tailored long. Like, her cuffs are long.
Really?
Yes. And I'm okay. Very short, but I put one of her blazers on. Couldn't button it, in case anyone was interested. Couldn't have buttoned it, which is fascinating, because Meredith is packing quite the rack. So I was like, how is she getting this on? I couldn't get a button, and it was past my hands. That's how long it was. I was like, she's tall. Even if she's 5'7", that's still 6 inches taller than me, but it felt way longer than that. And by the way, the internet tried to tell me and Meg that Angie K is 5'6", and I refuse. There's no way true.
It looked like 5'10 versus 5'2", honestly, 100%. This interaction between the two of them.
And I don't know if it was their outfits. Like, Angie is wearing an all Fendi print that I do think shrinks her, makes her, like, pretty compact. So I don't know if this were dressed. Whatever. It's a stupid troop. Look, listen. My husband has been on the internet in drag numerous times with millions of views on these videos. Been called gay many times. Ask me how much it affects me. None.
How much does it affect you?
None, Meg. It doesn't affect me at all, because I know my husband's not gay. So I'm good. People can write comments if they want. Someone referred to him as a portly gay princess. And I thought it was very funny. That's where I'm like, Angie's devastation about this is so fascinating to me. And her being like, this
is. And it feels. Dramatic. Does it feel manufactured? It feels a little manufactured.
100%. The only person I believed had an honest reaction was actually Sean. And the thing that made me feel like he had an honest reaction was, one, the person he was most worried about was his daughter. First time we've heard that from anyone else involved. And two, he didn't even care about the gay part. He was just like, I don't like that people act like I participate in adultery. He was like, I don't care about the gay part. It's that I would cheat outside of my marriage. That's what he was concerned about. So that's where I'm like, honestly, Sean's probably the only person I really believe in this interaction. Everyone else is really hamming it up for the camera, and I do not enjoy. And again, I say, I do not enjoy. I need them to take it back down a notch. Everyone but Mary. Mary was right. It was a waste of an outfit. She did say that. She was like, this party was a waste of a good outfit, which I was like, yeah. Where Mary was wrong is, this woman does not know how to talk to people in a nice and kind way. And it's
no, funny. She is mean. She's mean. Like, she was mean to that caterer.
It's funny when it's the other housewives, because I'm like, they signed up for this. That's fine. I get a lot of,
and they know how to take it.
They don't care. They're getting paid. She was so mean to that caterer. He had a valid reason. I don't want someone touching my pizza with their band hair. If someone would have said that to me, I would have been like, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Mary's like, oh, you're lazy.
Oh, so you're lazy.
So you're lazy. Mary on Watch What Happens Live was the most unbelievable thing I've seen all week.
I've never seen Z-Way uncomfortable, and Z-Way wanted to crawl out of her own skin during that interaction.
Oh, I felt like Andy Cohen, who I think is
unflappable
at comebacks, at returns. She gave him I was like, give us nothing, Mary. Mary is giving nothing. And defensiveness. The best was when he was like, what did you think about that text you sent Lisa? That was pretty mean. And she goes, listen, no one was supposed to know about that.
So hilarious.
If you haven't watched, if you don't watch this show at all, go watch what, like, that's the most important thing you could do this week is watch What Happens Live with Mary, because it is,
I think,
unbelievable.
I was sweating by the time it was over. Like, I was so uncomfortable. I was so stressed. I was so worried about what would come out of her mouth next that it made me, like, physically uncomfortable.
Physically uncomfortable. I texted Meg the whole time through it because I was like, I need to share this trauma.
Yeah. Trauma's a good word for it.
It was,
she like ran the gamut, body shamed, scolded everybody, defended herself for things that are indefensible, just like an unbelievable performance.
It was absolutely unhinged. When Andy said, when someone asked Mary, what made you come back? And she said, I did it as like a favor to save you. And Andy was like, whoa, oh, oh. So Mary in her outfit is also, I mean, the irony of her telling Heather her necklace was bad, and then what she, her necklace choice.
In which scene? On Watch What Happens Live? Or what was her necklace? What was she wearing?
Oh my gosh, she's wearing this blue, bright metallic blue jumpsuit, and she's wearing like a fake diamond collar. It's like a lot of diamonds. It goes from like the top of her clavicle all the way down. If it's real, I'll cut my hair. There's no way those are real diamonds. She also thinks her son's not married. We're not sure.
Yep. Yeah, okay. I can't wait to find out what that's about. But yeah, Watch What Happens Live was... I laughed. I cried.
Listen,
you I thought about throwing my phone down the disposal.
You got to see it to believe it. She said she was so mean to Heather.
Oh my gosh. I can't even talk about it.
Oh, we can't even talk about it. Okay. Anyway, one last thing to bring up about Angie is Angie's flying. Sorry, I'm laughing. But Angie says, we're Greek Orthodox. We got married in a Greek Orthodox church, and adultery in our church is not encouraged. It is frowned on to cheat on your marriage.
Well, you know, Emily, there's all those churches where adultery is encouraged, where they like it, where they say, we're fine with this. Most churches say that. actually.
Killed me. I was like, Angie, it's a commandment. Like, literally, anyone who believes the commandments are a thing also thinks adultery is bad.
And even like secular people believe that adultery is bad. Like,
Need to be a
society
woman.
has decided adultery is not good.
Such a point of like, we are Greek Orthodox. We were married in the Greek Orthodox temple, and adultery is not accepted in our religion. I was like, name two religions that adultery is like, game on.
Yeah.
I would
We
love
love it.
that. Killed me. And by the way, I know that. I know where she got married. It's in Holiday, the Greek Orthodox temple.
Is
I
it
know this.
beautiful?
I heard it's really cool from the inside. The outside's like normal. The whole reason I know
Sure.
this is because my nana didn't have anywhere to recycle bags the whole, like when we were growing up, and she used to make me sneak them into the Greek Orthodox recycling bin because it was $3.
Wow.
So, Angie, if you're listening, I guess I owe you guys, I don't know, $100.
I mean, we know how they feel about adultery, but how do they feel about
Stealing.
garbage space theft?
I mean, I bet they just have like a completely, totally random, specific to them thought process, which is theft is bad.
Thou shalt not steal. You think that's
Something
specific?
just Greek Orthodoxes believe, I think.
Yeah.
Angie never misses a chance to tell us anything about it. And you know what? I'm bored, but I know I'll hear about it again, so I'm trying to be a little patient.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
So Monica's in her house. Meg, what do you make for your kids for breakfast?
Not bacon.
Definitely not
We
bacon.
do Eggo waffles for two of them, and then the third likes either cinnamon toast or a bagel and cream cheese.
Oh, wow, fancy.
Very fancy. I even sliced the bagel. What do you have at your house?
Going to NYU. I don't know why. I just see that in their future.
Probably.
Not bacon. One, because I don't want my house smelling like bacon all day. So there's my first. That's the first.
Right.
And also, do you cook bacon
Also,
in a pan?
no, I do the oven, and that bacon did not look crispy enough.
No. I do mine in the air fryer, which is I swear by the air fryer for your bacon. You like a crispy bacon? You want to pop it in that air fryer 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want a soggy bacon. I'm
I'm
doing
not.
the oven for 20.
Floppy bacon, pass. No, I don't like mornings. They're not my thing. They never have been. And when I got married, I had a 4-year-old roommate, and 4-year-olds don't know how to take care of themselves. I don't know if you know this. So we have since day one been a real, what can you get yourself for breakfast family? So we are a big breakfast pastry family.
Oh, like a
They don't.
Pop-Tart?
Not a pop. He won't eat a pop tart. He doesn't like the texture. Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. We are fresh pastry family. So our favorite, we'll go through phases. Right now, the favorite is a Trader Joe's. They have these tiny little milk rolls that have chocolate chips in them. They're really
Ooh.
soft. They're called soft rolls, I think. Anyway, he'll eat those. He'll have a chocolate croissant. He's been into yogurt lately. But I like to have one of those. Here's the most Utah thing I've ever said. I like to have one of those soft rolls with a cup of hot perk in the morning.
Ooh, that's
It's
very
good.
Italian of you.
I'm living, okay?
The Utah Riviera.
I know. I feel a little embarrassed about how Utah I just was with a perk, but look, I am what I am. Okay, sorry. All right, so Monica, listen, this is just my opinion. Take it whatever you want. I don't feel like Monica and her mom should be on the show together. It's just my opinion. I
Nope.
don't think they should be
Nope.
on the show, especially when Monica opens this episode by saying, well, her section of the episode by saying, the only thing I can count on with my mom is that I can't count on her. I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to see this unravel. And we
And
did.
we already see it unravel a bit on this episode. And it was like, oh, these are two people who want a lot of camera time and are actually competing for camera time. And I feel pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I feel like these are people who are want real who want camera time, but this is like a real I don't know, like there's some real childhood things, like sincere issues that they probably need to work out off camera.
Yeah, and I don't, that's not what I watch The Real Housewives for. Like that, I don't want your actual sad problems, you know? I want like your friend bought the Louis Vuitton sunglasses you've had your eyes on.
Yeah, here's the situation for me. I get along with my mom really well. I could probably still get in a fight with my mom tomorrow if I so chose to, and I'll go do that if I want to fight with a mom. I don't want to watch Monica and her mom fight. It's not fun. It's not entertaining. It's just kind of gross.
It's not escapist.
It's not escapist. You know what was, though? Jack's outfit.
Are we doing cargo pants zip off again?
Meg, I think we are. I think we're my question was, are we doing flat ironed hair in the front again?
Yeah. It was very like, wow, sixth grade. It's 1998. Like, here we go again. And I think that's what the kids are doing.
Yeah, Young Gravy is what I wrote for Jack. But Young Gravy has like more of a 70s, as the kids would say, Riz going on. Jack's outfit.
I think he's timeless, Emily.
You're so true, Meg. So true.
The Jack, artist of our time.
Young Gravy, he speaks for a generation. He's the voice of a generation, frankly. Jack's outfit, his sunglasses, I mean, I paused just to be able to take it all in. I like that Lisa and her son do these things together. I think it's sweet. And I think Lisa can be annoying. I think watching Lisa going through this journey of her son leaving is interesting and sad to me and fun to watch, because it is like, that's real life. Like, your kids grow up and leave. We have seen Jack since he was like 13, and he is like growing up and leaving, and we are viewers, and I'm like, oh, can you imagine? Like, that's her son.
Yeah. And it's not like a, oh, this is real life in a like Monica and her mom way where I'm bummed out. I'm more like, wow, I feel endeared to these two. Like, I want to celebrate their victories with them.
Agreed. Agreed. I think that, yes, Jack, I will say this. Jack is so firm on the decision he is making to go on a mission. I don't think I've ever wanted to do anything with that much confidence. So good for you, Jack.
I know.
I do think good for you, Heather, Whitney, you heard me. Like, that's what he wants. He feels strongly about it. Good for you. I yeah, also love be great. That. My favorite part of that, though, was when Lisa's like, well, and I raised you right, because look, you're going on a mission. And Jack was like, no, this is what I didn't want to tell you. I decided this. He was like, don't take this away from me, Mom. Speaking of Lisa, her and Whitney go to Angie's house, and Whitney is in, I never thought after the jeans with the lace panels, I would say this, but I think Whitney's in her worst outfit yet.
I didn't hate it. The peekaboo sides on the sweater didn't make a ton of sense.
Sorry, did you mean bodysuit?
Was it one piece?
No, that's what made it worse. She's in bedazzled jeans, and then she's in a bedazzled bodysuit, but the bedazzling's a little different from each other. So it looks so cheap. Where's Whitney? I mean, where's Mary?
I'm not saying I liked it. I'm just not as upset about it as you are.
So you're just going to have rhinestones. Just make sure all the rhinestones are the same kind. That's what I'm saying. You want to look a little more expensive. Just make sure the rhinestones are consistent.
And if you're going to do rhinestones, you should do like a lot of rhinestones, IMO.
I like really reject rhinestone jeans, because like I used to own some when I was a senior in high school. And you know where I bought them? Was that one store, Gen X on State Street. Did you remember? You're from Provo. But in Salt Lake, there was a store called Gen X, and it was on State Street. And it was like the most flammable amount of clothes in one warehouse. Just trash, man. Trash. So anytime I see bedazzled jeans, I get like 12-year embarrassment again. And that's my childhood.
I mean, that's fair, but I look, everything's coming back around. I mean, we saw what Jack wore, and I think Jack is on the cutting edge of Corner Canyon fashion. So,
I mean, amen.
We've all better buckle up.
Absolutely would agree with that. Okay, I'm just going to say I'm bored of this trio of Lisa, Whitney, and Angie. The way they act, like Angie just had a death in the family. They're like, Angie, okay? Oh, I can't believe you made us food. Are you okay? And I'm like, again, this rumor is got to be 15 years old. Okay, she's heard it before. So why are we acting like something awful happened? Did want that charcuterie.
The berries and the prosciutto looked really good together.
She had an impressive amount of cheese.
Yeah.
The variety.
That's a good charcuterie.
That was a good one. I'd love to eat Angie's food. I just don't want to have to talk to her while I do it.
You don't want her to mention 18 times that all of that cheese comes from some region of Greece?
Well, you know, as the old Greeks used to say, oopa, opa. Okay, so we get into this hilarious conversation where they're talking about Heather, and Angie's like, you know, Heather, like, said she really felt bad, and she felt like I got really piled on that trip, the trip I wasn't invited to, and she felt bad. She didn't say anything. She invited me over to her house. Angie uses the phrase, I was honored. She invited me over to her house. And then, Meg, we get a flashback of Angie at Heather's house where they are painting birdhouses. And we wonder why the producers cut it.
Green. They're painting birdhouses like a bright green.
Lime green and hot pink. How much money would I have to pay you to come to my house and paint birdhouses?
I would honestly love to do that. I would do that right now.
For me, I need $100. Where are you going to do with this birdhouse? Put it in your room? Like you did it at summer camp? If Angie or Heather have that birdhouse anywhere in their house, I will just die because there's no way. They don't want it.
I bet it was like the Target dollar section, you know, because it's end of season and they're like, clearing it out.
It felt like, do you remember during like COVID filming when reality shows like had to be outside because they like couldn't film indoors? It felt like that.
Yes.
I was like, did
such dark times.
A COVID scare at her house or something? So they're like, well, you have to film outside. So I guess you're going to have to do birdhouses.
Remember when they all ate in like pods for a season? Like every restaurant, they were in those stupid outdoor heated plastic containers.
I never ate in one of those.
Awful.
They looked sweaty.
Yeah, I never did either. Like even I was like, I think I'd rather cook at home than deal with that.
Even I was like, you could just eat in your car.
Yeah, like Chick-fil-A's right there.
Ooh, Frosted Coke Zero Chick-fil-A.
I did not know that was an option.
You can frost any soda. You can frost any soda, Meg.
What?
And you know their soft serve is dairy-free.
What?
I know. You could frost a Diet Coke. I have. It's good.
Okay. I'm going tomorrow.
Everything just changed for Meg. All right. What hasn't changed is Lisa is up in arms.
Triggered.
She's triggered, all caps, about Angie getting an olive branch from Heather when she said, where are my accolades for dealing with this for 3 years? Accolades? Is that the right word?
The thing is, never mind. I just don't think Lisa's as innocent as she thinks she is.
Lisa? No way. No way is she. And like, I'm actually was surprised, as was Whitney, that she had such a violent reaction. She really was like, she's nice to you. Like, Lisa, you don't like Heather. You don't think Heather's cool. You don't think Heather's interesting. You don't respect her. Who cares?
She cares a lot.
And also, I think it's about to get real, real uncomfortable with Heather and Lisa, because Heather has a lot of opinions about things that I think don't involve her, that involve Lisa's child. And I think it's going to go, I think it's about to hit 20 between the two of them.
Yeah. And we've had like little like spurts of them being at odds, you know, over the seasons, but this might be like the big one.
Yeah, I really like, I know Heather needs a storyline. I hope she does not make an 18-year-old kid's life decision having an opinion on it, her storyline. I really don't want that for her.
Not even her own kid, someone else's kid.
Own kids, someone else's kids. Yes. And like, I don't know who needs to hear this because what's happening to, but okay. Angie, Lisa starts crying when she's talking to Angie and was like, you know, someone at school told Henry there are pictures of me naked over the internet and he believed it. And do you know how hard that was for me? Why doesn't she care about my kids? And I don't know who needs to hear this, Meg. If you are on a reality show, your kids will be negatively affected by that. Okay? The scale is how much?
Yeah. I know. Like the whole like Electra conversation too. I was like, you guys, like this is, did you stop and think before signing up to do this? And like, I don't want to mom shame anyone because it's hard out there in the streets, but like, if you're gonna go on a show and you're gonna make a fool of yourself, which is in the job requirement, your kids are gonna hear about that. And have you thought about how to deal with that? Because you need to think about how to deal with it.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, it's not a matter of will your children be negatively affected, it's how much. Even
Yeah.
the Hadids, who are famous now and like seem to have found their own point. I mean, Gigi's going on dates with Bradley Cooper, she's okay, but even the Hadids were not unscathed by their mom being on Housewives. Like, they will, you will be negatively affected. One, Sean and Angie. Don't want to say this, gonna say this. I think if they stay on Housewives, they will get divorced. I don't think their
What
marriage is
makes you
gonna
say
make it
that?
from Housewives. Because Sean's reaction, like, I don't know why I feel this way and no one asked me. There is something to me that's authentic about Sean. I don't know why. I have no idea. Okay, don't ask me. There's something about him that feels real. Like, I felt like he seemed really upset about that comment by Meredith. And Angie is just in there dipping her toe, stirring the pot, and that kind of conversation. Again, you said it. The person who spread that rumor more than anybody was Angie herself. And I don't think Sean is going to last with that. And some husbands don't. Like, some husbands are like, the show ruined my marriage. I don't think Sean wants his laundry aired that much. I don't think Sean wants to be on
Yeah.
TV this much. And I really, and again, I don't know why. I really don't think Sean wants his kid involved in this.
No, and for good reason.
The fact that his first thought was, I try so hard to be a hero to Electra, and this is going to knock me down in her mind. Like, I didn't hear one time until after Sean mentioned it, Angie say anything about her kid. She was
No.
like, you, Meredith, you. Like, she was so excited to have a real tangible reason to not like Meredith. That was like fueling her. And I don't know. I just am like, for some of us, we can get in drama, we can mix it up, and we can walk away. And then some of us are married to people who are like, why did we get in a fight 3 days ago and I'm still upset about it? You know, like, they can't shake off confrontation. And I think Sean is one of those people. And this entire show is confrontation.
I'm one of those people too. I feel for Sean.
I feel for Sean. I don't know why I like Sean. He's got terrible style.
He seems like a real sweetie. He really does.
Nice. His clothes are some of the worst clothes I've seen on TV. And the swings.
The hat's bad. The
The
hat's
hat's
really bad.
bad. The winter coat's bad. The pants are so tight. And then he's in like really baggy basketball shorts. I mean, it's just there's a myriad of bad choices fashion-wise, but he seems nice. He does. He seems nice and he seems authentically kind. And I just don't think he's meant for the show. And I'm going to say it again. I think they will get divorced if she keeps going the show. The way that Angie is fueled by fame, I think, is going to not be aligned with what he wants from life. That's my own opinion. I could be wrong.
Based on the other Housewives arcs that you've seen.
100% based on the other Housewives arcs. Housewives marriages, like, they crash and burn. The best ones are ones that they're remarried after they're already a famous housewife, because then that husband's like, look, I know what I'm getting into. And I still
Sure. Yeah, we haven't had like a big implosion on the Salt Lake City yet.
but Whitney's certainly laying the groundwork for potential. Jen had some
Yeah.
Meredith, we did. Remember, Meredith and Seth had a...
Yeah, but they're still together. They came back, you know?
They came back. Divorce is nigh, but I don't know with whom. And I think it's going to be Angie. But I also hope she quits the show and actually does what's best for her family, if that's what she says she cares about. Prove
we'll
it.
See. Time will tell.
Prove it is what I just said. Okay, so accolades. Good for you, Lisa. Meredith, this is when Meredith and Brooks are driving. I was like, Meredith is unrecognizable in this passenger seat. She does not look like herself at all.
She changes every scene. Remember when Angie said she looked like a trampoline with eyes?
So funny.
I'm still thinking about it.
It's so funny.
What is it? What does that mean?
I think it's like the vacancy.
But
I don't know, honestly.
A trampoline with eyes. Is it because she gets Botox and her face is bouncy?
But my face is more frozen.
Springy?
Maybe? I don't. Someone call Angie. Okay, Brooks is driving around in his goggles, which I want to say, yes, it does look dumb. Have done it before. The snow is so bright.
Yeah.
In winter,
again,
you can't.
Driving in winter is terrifying. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, good for you. Did you see that Meredith's new confessional look? Burgundy latex turtle.
With the, like, latex? Yes.
She looks like a Barbie chest plate. She right?
Yes, it's very, very Xenon.
Xenon wishes. Xenon could have zoomed with that. I mean, her whole body looks plastic in that, which I think was the idea because it's latex.
Trampoline with ice.
Trampoline with ice. But trampolines are made out of rubber. Whatever. Again, I'll say I would watch Brooks interact with his mom for 30 minutes.
Me too.
TikTok is so funny.
He's a funny guy.
He's very dry sense of humor. Meg, how's your sweatsuit from him working out?
Great. It's good. It's good. The pants are a little weird, but, you know, it was his first collection. Let's give him a break.
Collector's eye. That was an investment piece, in my opinion.
Obviously, I keep it with my Beanie Babies.
Candle in the Wind one?
The $2,000 Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Okay, so Monica's driving her grandma around, and Monica's like, my grandma and I are soul sisters, and I want to know two things. One, is that why she has this need for Mary to like her? And two, does the grandma know they're soul sisters? Because I am getting the impression that Nana is at a high level of annoyance by this woman.
Yeah. Nana does not want to be on camera. She doesn't understand why she has to be, and she is letting it be known that she is not okay with it.
Nana is like, no, no. And every third word is Nana, Nana, Nana from Monica. Hey, Nana, do you need some drink? Hey, Nana, did you want some fries? Hey, Nana. I was like, girl, Nana and I both want you to stop talking to us.
Monica is one of those people who is so optimistic, it's exhausting. Like, being around someone that cheery, like, I need a nap after. It's too much for me. And I feel like Nana and I are on the same wavelength there.
I'm worrying about Monica and myself's relationship because this was the first episode where I'm like, ooh, is Monica too fake?
Mm-hmm.
Like, her over cheerfulness with her, like, you don't know how to just act normal with your Nana. Like, I got a Nana, we act normal. On Sunday, my Nana said, how are you? And I said, I kind of want to die most days. And my Nana said, yeah, that's a normal conversation you have with a Nana.
I mean, it's not, and I want you to get some help, but I see what you're saying.
Okay, great feedback for me, and I'm going to take it into account. Headspace. Thanks to our sponsor, Headspace.
Get help. What is the one? Is it gethelp.com?
Get help now. Headspace.
Better care, something. I don't know.
Tava. I don't know. We're open for any sponsors. Okay, so they take Nana to the most unconventional location we've seen on the show in four seasons. the South Davis Senior Community Center.
Yeah, I don't understand what this is because they don't live there. They just gather there and play games. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm, you know, really don't understand it either. I don't think any of those people want to be on this show. I hope some of their kids have sued Bravo. I hope some of their kids were like, my mom did not understand the contract she signed to be on the show.
Right? I was surprised there were no blurred faces.
Because all those old people were probably like, Bravo, the Opera Channel? Sure. Yeah, I love Madame Butterfly. I'll be on it. Like, they don't know what's going on. They're just like, also, did Monica's Nana call her Nikki? I swear to you, I rewound. There was this time where Monica's Nana says, Nikki.
I think they're talking to Monica's mom.
Oh,
the Nana's name is Olivia. And then I think it's Nikki is maybe Monica's mom.
Okay, okay, great. Okay, so I don't want to ever talk to my mom about dating.
No, absolutely not. I'd rather die. That conversation made me want to just absolutely crawl up into a ball and never emerge.
I didn't like any of this conversation. The worst part for me, besides the dating and the intimacy conversation, which in a turn of events we've never seen before, the intimacy conversation was not my least favorite part. My least favorite part was when Monica said, the other day when you called me and you berated me over the phone, and my mom says, I thought I had hung up. She's not sorry.
It's tough.
She's not it's sorry tough. That Monica heard her say the worst things you can say to someone. She's mad because she just is like, well, I thought that phone hung up.
And that's when I was like, oh, this woman really just wants to be on this show. Like, Monica's mom really wants to be a housewife as much as Monica wants to be a housewife. And it's bumming me out.
I don't like it. It's like the worst version of the Mean Girls mom. Because at least the Mean Girl mom was like, okay, let me know if you need anything. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like hearing moms say that about their kids, if you can imagine. It made me wildly uncomfortable. And I actually am like, you know what? What I do like is seeing Monica trying to like break the cycle with her own. She seems to be a good mom.
Yeah, I agree. I think her kids seem to respect her and she seems to be friends with them. And she seems to understand what her mom did that was damaging, and she's actively trying to avoid that.
Agreed. I think that by evidence of Monica's like 2-year-old saying boner, it seems like Monica knows, like, she picks the big fights with her kids, but she lets a lot of stuff go. I think she seems like she's a good mom, and I hope that's true. The same way I hope it's true that Sean's nice. Look, do you think Heather has like a partnership with Woodward or whatever? Why are we here?
Yeah, what's going on? And they, like, must have given her a bunch of free passes.
They had to have. And, like, listen, Bravo, the producers, the editors, you know, Meg and I sing your praises every week. You definitely listen to this. Skiing is not that interesting. We don't need to see it this much.
No, and they're competent skiers and snowboarders, but it's not fun to watch, like, an average skier or snowboarder go down the mountain. Oh. Like, you got to be doing tricks. You got to have some jumps. That's the only time skiing is interesting to watch, when someone else is doing it.
Yes, if it's not Sean White, we don't care.
It was giving, we've got airtime to fill. Like, it was, we need 40 minutes of this episode and we're only at 32.
I feel like the producers and editors were like, ooh, you know what? This conversation with Monica's bumming us out too. We're going to have to end it 3 minutes early. Heather and Whitney, let's see on that ski lift again, girls.
I did like Heather's outfit. Oh, whoa, Jinx.
They both had good ski outfits. I agree. I think they look cool. I think ski wardrobe is some of the best these two cousins do, for being honest.
Yeah, and it's fun when people like have a look when they ski. It's like, oh, who's that?
Yeah, it is fun. I agree. Okay, Heather's like, I don't understand why I'm the last one to know about Jack. And I was like, because you're being very annoying about it. Do you really?
I mean, it is kind of like, why wouldn't she tell me? And then she tells all the reasons why she thinks it's a bad idea that he's going. I was like, well, I think that's why she wouldn't tell you.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Heather gets to work through her identity, her trauma, her everything. She gets to do that. Great. This kid going on a mission has literally nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. You get to have an opinion. Of course, everyone gets to have an opinion, but yours doesn't matter. And that's the thing that's like a little bit annoying me right now is like, you can say anything you want to say, Heather. That's totally fine. If I was your best friend, I would tell you to zip it because your opinion right now doesn't matter, especially when Heather's like, it really bothers me ever since I wrote the book, which like take a shot every time Heather talks about writing the book. Heather's like, ever since I wrote the book, I just don't want to walk into a room and have people feel like I'm their enemy. Then I'm going to take a breath and start telling you all the reasons I think this 18-year-old kid is absolutely wrong. And I'm going to say something.
Yeah. And I mean, it would be different if it was that Lisa had said, Jack, you have to go do this. But we have heard a number of times now that Jack didn't even tell his parents he was going to go do this. So telling all of this to Lisa is going to in absolutely no way change the situation because it's wholly Jack's decision.
I don't want this to be this whole season. I am desperately begging her. Don't make this your whole season, please.
I know. And we haven't seen much else from her in the previews. So I'm worried it might be the whole thing.
I am also worried it might be because I feel like rejuvenated about Heather this season. I enjoy Heather right now. I think she's fun. I think she's saying some hilarious things. Her interacting with Mary. I mean, if they had like a crime fighting show, I would love to watch that. She's funny. She's fun. And I just want her to shine. That's why I'm like, you don't need to bring this negativity into your life and push it out. Because like you're shining bright. Who cares what anyone else is doing? Shine bright.
Especially Jack Barlow.
Especially an 18-year-old, a teenager who gets to live and fail and make mistakes and make victories. Like that's all what he gets to do on his own. I think she's making this about herself in a way that doesn't involve her. And that's what frustrates me.
Oh, sure. Like,
no one's asked you your opinion. If they did, you should absolutely give it. And you can say your truth. Go ahead. That's totally great. You should speak up as much as you want to. You absolutely should. You feel compelled to. You do it. But this is an area where I'm like, you want to talk about it in your confessional nonstop? Go ahead. But like, you wonder why Lisa doesn't want to tell you. And then you show us exactly why.
One plus one equals two.
Heather, I'm two things I don't want to see next week, and I know we're going to. Monica and her mom get in a fight. Don't want to see it. Do not want that at all, but we're definitely going to see it. Heather, talk to Lisa. I don't want either of those things to be true. It's a sad day when I'm most interested in Whitney's confrontation with her husband.
I know. I'm sad that that's what I'm looking forward to most, too. That makes me a bad person. The show makes me kind of a bad person.
Doesn't it to all of us? But you know what? The world's imploding. Like, let us have the win.
Oh, I'm going to keep watching, obviously.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We need this.
Really, Mary, everything's terrible.
Mary, Mary, learn to talk to people. But how about that show I just pitched you? Crosby and Gay.
Yeah, I would watch it. I would absolutely watch it.
Street Beat, Crime Solved by Crosby and Gay. I'm loving it, sick.
And lots of chase scenes, but neither of them are like, want to drive, you know?
What if Heather like got clues while people were getting Botox?
Oh my gosh.
And then Mary can use the spirit of God to help.
She's going to read them like a scripture.
I'm just saying, I think I've got something good here.
I love it. Take it to Upfronts. I'm sure someone will buy it.
I'm going to be a millionaire. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.